Hello everyone, today's devotion comes from Acts chapter 16. Again, that's Acts chapter 16, and I'll read that for us. Paul came also to Derbe and to Lystra. A disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a Jewish woman who was a believer, but his father was a Greek. He was well spoken of by the brothers at Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted Timothy to accompany him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in those places, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they went on their way through the cities, they delivered to them for observance the decisions that had been reached by the apostles and elders who were in Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith, and they increased in numbers daily. And they went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. And when they had come up to Mysia, they attempted to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So, passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing there, urging him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." And when Paul had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go on into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. So, setting sail from Troas, we made a direct voyage to Samothrace, and the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in the city some days, and on the Sabbath day we went outside the gate to the riverside, where we supposed there was a place of prayer. And we sat down and spoke to the women who had come together. One who heard us was a woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple goods, who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul. And after she was baptized and her household as well, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay." And she prevailed upon us. As we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners much gain by fortune-telling. She followed Paul and us, crying out, "These men are servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to you the way of salvation." And this she kept doing for many days. Paul, having become greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out that very hour. But when her owners saw that their hope of gain was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the rulers. And when they had brought them to the magistrates, they said, "These men are Jews, and they are disrupting our city. They advocate customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to accept or practice." The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates tore the garments off them and gave orders to beat them with rods. And when they had inflicted many blows upon them, they threw them into prison, ordering the jailer to keep them safely. Having received this order, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bonds were unfastened. When the jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." And the jailer called for lights and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." And they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their wounds, and he was baptized at once, he and all his family. Then he brought them up into his house and set food before them, and he rejoiced along with his entire household that he had believed in God. But when it was day, the magistrates sent the police, saying, "Let those men go." And the jailer reported these words to Paul, saying, "The magistrates have sent to let you go. Therefore come out now and go in peace." But Paul said to them, "They have beaten us publicly, uncondemned, men who are Roman citizens, and have thrown us into prison. And do they now throw us out secretly? No, let them come themselves and take us out." The police reported these words to the magistrates, and they were afraid when they heard that they were Roman citizens. So they came and apologized to them, and they took them out and asked them to leave the city. So they went out of the prison and visited Lydia, and when they had seen the brothers, they encouraged them and departed. Amen. At this point in Paul's ministry, he's traveling to all sorts of places to preach the gospel. At the end of the previous chapter, it says that Paul was strengthening the churches that he was visiting. What stood out to me in today's passage is that even though Paul was doing all these great things for the advancement of the gospel, there's something very interesting that happens in verses 6 and 7. It says, "And they went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. And when they had come up to Mysia, they attempted to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them." Why would God not allow something as awesome as spreading the gospel to happen? The scripture says that in this moment in time, the Holy Spirit forbade Paul from entering these places. Why? Well, we can read further on in verses 9 and 10. It says, "And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing there, urging him and saying, 'Come over to Macedonia and help us.' And when Paul had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go on into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them." Here, we see that God had in mind a very specific plan for Paul. Of course, Asia Minor and Bithynia needed to hear the gospel, but God had something else in store for Paul to follow and obey. Through this obedience, God leads Paul to minister in Macedonia, in the city of Philippi, where he was able to share the gospel to a woman named Lydia. He got thrown into jail, but then got miraculously broken out of jail by God, then shared the gospel with the jailer that was there who was about to commit suicide, and then testified to God's faithfulness in all these things. There were so many other good things that Paul could have done. He could have gone to all those other places to further advance the gospel in those different regions. But what was the most important wasn't the good things he could have done, but rather simply to obey God to whatever he called. Paul didn't make the decisions of where to go and what to do on his own. He listened to God and obeyed what he heard. Pastor Barry often says this, and it's had quite an impact on my life. And I paraphrase, but he says something like this. Often in life, it's not about choosing between what's good and what's evil, but rather between what's good and what's better. And from today's passage, I felt God remind me of this. There are things that seem good and things that are good, but there are times when there's something better. And when we listen for and obey God's voice like Paul did in this passage, that will always lead to the best outcome. Being with God, listening to God, obeying God is the best thing we can do at any given moment in our lives. So let's remember that today. Let's listen and let's obey. Let's pray. Lord, I'm reminded today of your omniscience. You knew the things that were on Paul's heart, the various regions that he wanted to go and minister to. And although they were great things to desire, you called him elsewhere. And that elsewhere was exactly the place you wanted him to be. Lord, help us to listen and obey you like this. As we read your word, as we pray, may your voice become clearer and clearer to us, that we might discern through the guidance of your Holy Spirit what it is that you want us to do, where you want us to go, how you want us to live. Lord, following you is always the best thing we can do. So we thank you, God. We ask that you keep guiding us, allow us to hear your voice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.